The log is off.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, how are you doing today? I don't know why I said it like that. How are you doing?
Welcome to episode number 4 of The Log is Off.
Mate, episode 4 already?
It seems like it's gone quite fast. I quite like it. Yeah. I'm riding high on the wave of success in the fact that the lager is still off, which is actually quite phenomenal. 3 beers in, should I say.
Yeah, you're doing a good job so far. However, I've already got issues with this week, which we'll get into soon.
Issues? Are we talking issues. Health? Are we talking...
No, just issues with the beer that you've chose this week.
Oh, okay.
I haven't tasted it, but just I've got some points to bring up about it.
Okay. So for those who may be listening for the first time, thank you for joining us. Thank you all three of you for joining us. Appreciate it. Please spread the word as far and wide as possible that we're here. As you may have heard from the intro there, every week or every episode, I should say, I'm trying to give Dan beers to take him further and further away from his standard lager of preference, which is, Dan?
Heineken.
You can tell that obviously Dan doesn't have much taste in the way of beer, but, you know, don't hold that against him. First week we went Brewdog Punk IPA.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
That seemed like a long distant memory. But that was good. That was the first one where you thought, yeah, you know, actually I think you said I'd probably have more than one pint of this or more than 2 pints of it.
I definitely did say that, yeah.
Yeah. Then we moved on from Brewdog Punk IPA. We stayed in the supermarkets and we went to probably the nearest to mass produce you're gonna get because they've been bought by Heineken. We went to Beavertown. Neck oil, so most people will be quite familiar with that. You found the name hilarious.
It's still my favourite, actually.
Because it sounds like vagina.
And that is still my favourite, yeah.
I'm really sorry, my dog's just farted, and it's like literally there's green smoke in this office now. It's horrendous.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm finding it hard to concentrate. I'm very sorry.
When you say dog, do you mean you farted?
No, literally, I have got my dog sat next to me right now. She quite likes to get in on the podcast action. She's currently licking her ass, so I don't know if she's triggered something in there. So we moved on from the Beavertown Neck Oil. We went to Camden Pale Ale, giving us our third beer in episode 3. And again, we stayed with the lagers off, or you stayed with the lagers off.
I think you've done really well so far. However, before before you get into your kind of tasting notes and we introduce the beer, mate, can I just say what issues I've got with this?
Well, have we introduced the beer yet?
No, not yet.
Tell me the issues.
Right, okay.
This is issues before we've even introduced it.
Well, this is a general rant about what I've noticed about these type of beers so far, but this one in particular. So they obviously try and have these colourful, sort of attractive, cartoony style cans, all of them for some reason. Don't know why they've all gone down that route. I suppose Camden wasn't. But there's an element of like sort of cartoonish vibe to them, right? Would you agree? Pastel colours. Quite sort of, look at us, we're
Jesus
cool.
Christ, when did you become Jackson Pollock?
Actually, you know, we introduced the beer snob buzzer last week, last episode. So maybe we could press this here. I'm a beer snob already.
Beer snob. Beer snob.
Right, so explain to me why this is called, can I introduce it? Because I'm going to have to say the name.
Yeah, you introduce it. You go ahead.
Right, this is the thing, right? I don't know how to introduce it because I don't know how to say what the name of it is.
Ah, okay. So you've fallen into a common trap with these kinds of beers. So before you give it away, these beers are Welsh and this brewer is Welsh. So they sort of play on the Welsh language a little bit in all of their brews.
Well, that explains a little bit.
So that's why you got confused.
So when you text me what to get, because you're terrible at texting.
Yeah. Did you just think I'd made a mistake?
Yeah. So sometimes I get texts off Martin and it'll be like, trousers, sausage, donut, what time for turkey? So I don't know what you're talking about. So when you text it, I just thought it was one of your normal spelling mistakes. So I just thought the word was the word that normally follows this in a song.
I have,
if that makes sense.
I have significant predictive text issues and I never quite get what I really want.
The best thing about it is, though, you never correct yourself. You just leave it.
So, yeah, well, it's gone at that point, hasn't it? So
it's like the Da Vinci Code trying to work out what you're doing.
So come on then, clever dick, get this introduced and let me see how you say it.
So this week, this episode rather, we're having Tiny Rebel, Club Tropica.
That's exactly it. So apparently you say L and W. So for those who don't know, it's spelled C-L-W-B. But apparently the L and W you say is club. So l word. So
yeah, well, the Welsh thing makes sense now you've said it.
Yeah, so I've gone to the supermarket again, basically. Mm. I still haven't deviated from the supermarket. I don't think we need to at this stage. I think we're in a pretty good area. It's easy to get hold of. They're accessible for everyone. And we're taking you a little bit of a step away. This beer is a tropical IPA. So we're back to the IPA. And this is probably more of a strength I would expect for an IPA, 5.5%. Mm. It's tropical because it is made with some hops again. But they also have the addition of fruit into this one to make it a little bit more tropical-y.
Right, can I ask a question? So when you say fruit, do they actually add real fruit into it?
Yeah, fruit puree. Fruit puree. So the hops in this one, we've got two of the hops that you had last time. We had, we probably don't remember because this is getting close to
American hops.
I'm getting close to the beer twat button here, I know, but we've got Citra and Simcoe in this one.
Oh, yeah, you did say that.
And if you remember, Citra and Simcoe both have that citrusy, grapefruity, tropical fruit style, hence the tropical IPA. But this one also has the addition of mosaic hop. Now, as we get further along the line, you'll get more and more mosaic hops.
Right. Is there going to be a quiz on this? Because I can't remember all of these hops.
You'll remember. You'll start picking up. You'll learn by osmosis.
Okay.
You're an intelligent lad. You're going to pick it up. Don't worry.
Oh, thanks, man.
So mosaic is basically advanced Citra. So it's like all of the Citra flavour profile, but it's a little bit more on acid.
Right. Is it more lemony?
It's 11 more lemony.
Right, just say that then. It's more lemony.
So we've got Citra Simcoe Mosaic. We've got all the added fruit purees. This is my daughter's favourite beer. So this has got a lot to live up to. I'll tell you a bit about Tiny Rebel. They were that first wave of like punk brewers after probably Brewdog. They've got themselves into they're quite a big company now. I don't think their beers are as good as they used to be. They're not as kind of, they just don't do it as much as they used to. But nevertheless, you can still get some weird and wonderful stuff out of them. So I'm hoping that you're going to enjoy this one.
Yeah, I've just seen two other things that have pissed us off on the can, but we'll not talk about them.
I want to know. I want you to tell us.
All right, so I turned it round to look at the back, and it's actually got nose and taste, which it's telling you what you can smell and taste, which I quite like. There's no indication of how you should have it, cold, warm. And I know I bring this up every week, but I need to know. And Club Tropica, a party in a can. That's annoyed us.
Club Tropicana drinks. I mean, it's got, I think for legal reasons, it's got no join up to the song Club Tropicana. But obviously that's what they're getting at. But there's, I think there's a legal case.
Seriously?
I think so. Yeah, there's a few beers that have crossed the line for legal cases where they've actually been or threatened to be sued.
So you definitely shouldn't drink at Wham.
Hey,
that was a good joke, wasn't it?
That was a good joke. That was a good joke. So you've actually given yourself your own serving suggestion there, haven't you?
Yeah.
Don't drink it, Wham.
Through the power of humour.
So I was just trying to look. I was just trying to prove you wrong to say that there would be some temperature things on the can, but there isn't.
Right, that smells like pop.
On the can it says, eye, golden hazy, nose, mango, pineapple, taste, tropical. So there we know what flavour profile we're meant to be getting.
It smells of pop.
Right, don't have a sip yet. Get it poured into your glass. I hope you've got a fresh glass.
Yeah.
I believe the nose on the Beaver Town was... Was it Wet Beaver or was it Wet Dog?
It was Wet Dog for Beaver.
Then you said Camden was slightly, I think you said it was slightly not Wet Dog, it was slightly better smelling.
Yeah, yeah. And then you mentioned about, oh no, it was the taste that was a soily part, because I said it tasted like a non-alcoholic Peroni, which you took offence to.
Yes, I did take offence to that. Please don't use that phrase again.
Okay.
So this one's saying on the nose you should be expecting mango and pineapple. What do you get?
You know what this smells like?
I know exactly what you're going to say.
Have
you just used the word previously?
No.
Go on.
It smells like opal fruits.
Oh, not. Didn't think you would go. I sort of get what you mean though.
Like a synthetic fruity smell.
I thought you were going to say a lilt.
Well, I said it before.
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah.
Right, I'm going to have a drink. That's really weird.
Weird?
Yeah.
So just for everyone, this he's taking another quaff. This has been two massive quaffs to try and get some words out.
Now, you see, I'm learning because... Last time when we did Camden, I judged it on two mouthfuls.
Yeah.
But you have got to wait, haven't you? You've got to give it a chance.
Yeah.
It's very mango-y mind, isn't it?
Well, what does it say about taste? Tropical.
Well, yeah, mangoes are the most tropical fruit.
What is the most tropical fruit?
Mangoes.
Why mango? What about dragon fruit?
I don't even know what that is.
See, that's so tropical, you don't even know what it is. I'm interested now in all the tropical fruits. Pineapple, grapefruit. Is grapefruit tropical? I don't know.
Kumquat.
Kumquat. So you've had a good swig there. What are you getting?
Yeah, I don't think this tastes like beer. It's the first one we've had where I've gone, it tastes more like fruit than it does beer.
I'll tell you what I get off the back of it. For me, there's a massive amount of mango in there, I agree, and I think there's a huge amount of pineapple as well. It's a little bit sweeter because it's probably got that added fruit, so it's not as, it's probably a step away from lager in a slightly different way, in the fact that it's taking you into a more fruity drink rather than a beery drink, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I think it's a nice drink. I don't think it's as good as it used to be, but that might just be me. I remember the first time I had this and thought, this is absolutely superb. A hot summer's day, sitting outside a pub with that, freezing cold. Oh, come on, you're in heaven.
Right, I'm not going to tell you what I think about it until the end. I'm not going to spoil it this time.
Okay.
But what I will say is, exactly what you've said there about the summer's day, and I don't want to appear sexist, but I can absolutely understand why this is your daughter's favourite beer. Mm. I think it's probably girls are used to more sort of traditionally more fruitier drinks, and I can see why this.
Well done on the not sounding sexist bit.
Yeah, but girls don't normally drink. Oh, I'll just stop here.
No, I know what you mean. It's got a bit more of a beery taste. It's fizzier. But this is a long way from the lager taste. So I know what you mean. Since we've last episode that we recorded, episode 3, I have been to one of the best pubs that I've been to in a long time. Me thinking a little bit about good pubs and bad pubs, and what makes a good pub and what makes a bad pub. So I went to a pub called the Malt and Mardle in Norwich. So a big hello to the guys at the Malt and Mardle, who made me feel really, really welcome. And I ended up having a really long conversation with them, actually, over a few really decent pints. And it was a micro pub, and I'm an absolutely huge fan of micro pubs. So much so that I bought one, which was quite an interesting experience, which is not for this episode, but we'll get into that at some point.
And I think what we'll do at some point is have an episode from the pub.
Yes, that'd be good. That'd be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm a big fan of the whole micro pub concept, and I feel quite at home in micro pubs. Not all micro pubs, because I think you get some shit ones as well. But the Malt and Mardle, I realised what made it good was the fact that it had a decent selection of beer, it was reasonably priced, and it served some decent cask ale. And actually, it was friendly. So going in there and those guys talking to us made me day, because they were just engaged with us the whole time. And that was a good pub for me. But then it got me thinking about bad pubs. So I also had an experience just this weekend when I went to a pub local to me, which has just recently been taken over. And I went with my wife. We walked up there and we sat outside, and I went into the bar to get a drink. And as I got the drink, I could see there was about 6 people or so at the bar inside. I mean, outside was quite busy. And this pub does food as well. So I got to the bar, and it was full of dirty glasses. You know, when they just like stack them all up on the bar because they can't cope with them.
Yeah.
So it was like that, which immediately is like, oh God, this is not good. And then the guy next to us started going, right, fucking shit in here. And I immediately thought, oh, don't be a dick, mate. You know, I don't like that kind of thing. And then he started to say, I've been waiting an hour and a half for my food. I only ordered a lasagna. So I started thinking, okay,
from Italy.
They may have a problem here. So I actually took the decision to pack up and go. I didn't actually even get a drink in there. So that was a good experience of a bad pub.
Yeah, and I think, so I'm glad what you said about micro pubs not all being great, because one of my worst experiences was in a micro pub. I'll not name it because we don't want any negativity. But so I went in, and it's basically where it is. It's situated, and it was almost like, I think it might have been a converted house. It was felt like that. You know, like you went in, there was a living room, and then the back there was a kitchen.
Yeah.
It was really small. They had like a horseshoe bar when you went in. And they had obviously all the cask ales on, and then they had cans and stuff like that. And me being a lager drinker and not really knowing anything about that environment, I just felt so alienated. And the barman was a little bit rude because I didn't know what I was ordering. And it was, you know.
Did you ask him for non-alcoholic Peroni?
No, I didn't ask for Foster's either. So I went in with someone who kind of knew the ropes, but I think he went to the toilet when I came in, and he went, get some beers. And it's like, it was one of the first times I've ever felt intimidated in a pub since I was 16 and when we were in inventions. And I think it was so snobby, and it wasn't even that sort of local vibe where you felt like, oh, you're not usually in here. It was just that whole, I just felt like everyone knew that I didn't know what I was doing.
But how can you not know what you're doing? How can you not know what you're doing in a pub? It's like, do you want a drink? Yes. What are you going to have? Oh, well, I mean, I'll have one of them then, please. Or did you? Or did you say to him? Did you engage with him? And did you say, what would you recommend, barman?
No, I didn't say that. I think I'd probably been to about another five pubs before this, so
so you probably couldn't speak actually.
But it was. It wasn't so much. I don't think I did anything wrong. I think it was the way it was kind of. Almost like I'd pissed them off by going in and not knowing what I wanted and stuff.
For me, that's what I love about pubs. I love when people come to pubs and they go, what would you recommend? Or what? I don't know what any of this is. Because that's my cue to then start talking, be a twat.
Yeah. But I just didn't like the whole thing. I mean, I did have a drink in there. I can't remember what I got. But I left after that one pint, I remember.
There's a on a similar theme, there's a pub in Morecambe. And it still, for me, holds a record for the cheapest modern-day pint because it actually serves, first of all, you don't see this many places at all anymore, and it's still less than £3 a pint. So you can buy a pint of Caffrey's Smooth for less than £3 a pint, which is just truly unbelievable.
Wow. That is so unbelievable.
You go into it, but that kind of pricing also brings in with it a specific type of clientele, much like a Wetherspoons does. I mean, we should probably shouldn't say that for libelous reasons, but...
I like Wetherspoons. I think there's quite a lot of Wetherspoons I like.
Well, again, cheapest pint-wise, bloody hell.
Yeah.
A pint of Ruddles during Real Ale Week or Real Ale Month in Wetherspoons, 98 pence.
That's wild.
It's crazy. I mean, it's absolutely rotten beer and they're absolute rotten company, but...
See, a good pub for me is just one that's friendly and they get things right. They don't try and do too much. And I don't always expect, you know, the best food or the best beer when I go in somewhere, but I want them to try a little bit, try hard to get me money.
Where do you stand on music in pubs?
Usually near the toilet. See, I think there's so much choice nowadays. I think, like, if you go somewhere and you're annoyed by it, just go somewhere else. Like, there's a pub chain... It might be Sam Smith, where you're not allowed to use your mobile phone in the pub. Yeah, so I went into the one in Durham years ago, and I didn't know. And I walked in, and I must have gone on my phone early doors at the bar, and the barman went, "You can't use your phone in here, mate." I was like, "Sorry?" He went, "You can't use your phone. You'll have to go outside if you want to use it." And then someone explained it to us, and I was absolutely blown away. I thought it was the maddest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, they've actually just allowed phones, literally, I think, like this week or last week. They've literally just allowed it.
Didn't the ban swearing and stuff as well?
Yeah, there's no bad language. It's quite a... they want it really cheap. They don't serve their... They only serve their own beer and their own spirits. They don't serve anyone else's beer. There's a Sam Smith pubs in Morecambe. And... It's a real proper old run-down boozer. It's right opposite, if anyone knows Morecambe, it's right opposite the Eric Morecambe statue. So there's a lot of people that you see walking past it. But this boozer is horrendous. And they've got this thing in there called, this beer called Alpine Lager. And it actually isn't a bad lager, in fairness, but it's got no consistency to it. So you go and have a pint and it's advertised at like, I'm paraphrasing here, but it's advertised at like 4% lager. And they've had a hydrometer in it before and it's coming out at 8.5%.
Really? That's quite dangerous, isn't it? Really, like, if you're driving dangerous. A summit and you think, oh, I'll have one.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they never know what strength it's going to be, these locals in there. That's why they all drink it.
Wow. Mate, honestly, right, so I think we should put in the beer snob buzzer for Sam Smith breweries or pub beer. Chain or whatever they are.
Yeah. Beer snob.
Beer Snob.
So back to old Club Tropicana then. We've got a big question to ask ourselves. We're four episodes in. This is the fourth beer of the run. We've had three lagers off, which is exactly what we want to hear. Let's hear what you've got for the fourth time. Have you had two cans now?
No, I'm one and a half, I think. So well, you've got nearly two.
You've had a chance to have a good schnifter of it.
Yeah, okay. So this is the one that's tested us the most so far. I don't dislike it. Would I drink it instead of lager? Okay, ask the question.
Dad, is the lager on or the lager off?
The lager is off.
Get in.
The lager's off.
Tell you why. Can I tell you what saved this from the brink?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what saved it. You saved it by saying that sitting outside on a summer's day with this freezing cold, you're absolutely right. It would be perfect.
Oh, God, I feel good.
Yeah, I'm a little bit annoyed because what we're four in now and you've nailed it. I mean, this was a little bit of a test, not going to lie.
Proper made up with that. And you know what? I actually thought you would kick back at the third one, which was the Camden Pale. I thought you might not like that one. And I actually thought you'd really like this because it's a bit fruity and it's a bit more popish and it's a bit different. So it's actually you're sort of got maybe have a more traditional palate than you might think then maybe.
Yeah, okay, we're learning now. We're finding things out.
I was psychoanalyzing you.
I think what we need next episode, mate, is a tester. I don't mean go crazy. I mean have a real think about one that might just turn us. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
I was saying supermarket next week. I was saying supermarket.
I think I need to have. I had my first four beers planned out quite well. And now I need another four. But of course, the big problem is if you log us on, then I'm going to have wasted me four choices. So I'm going to have a good think about this one, I think. Okay, mate. Episode four done and dusted. Yeah. We are on a roll. We have a chain. Four episodes in, four loggers off. I feel like we're doing a really good run here. So until the next episode, stay safe and we'll see you in episode five.
Yeah. See you soon.
Bye-bye. See you later.
The lager's off.